sometimes some devotees who may be practicing Krishna Bhakti for 10, 20 years, they may go into some sampradaya. So why does such a thing happen? See, firstly, we have to check whether it is actually an apasampradaya. If somebody goes to Gaudiya Math, that's not necessarily an apasampradaya. If somebody goes to, is practicing Gaudiya Vaishnavism, Gaudiya Math is not the only organization that is practicing Gaudiya Vaishnavism. There are followers of Bhaktivinoda Thakur who are also practicing Gaudiya Vaishnavism. So, just because somebody leaves ISKCON and starts practicing Vaishnavism somewhere else, or even Gaudiya Vaishnavism somewhere else, we should not immediately judge them as apasampradayik. We have to look at what they are practicing. And certainly, ISKCON is the most vibrant among all Vaishnava organizations right now. Not just Gaudiya Vaishnava organizations, among all the Vaishnava organizations in the world, ISKCON is the most vibrant, working a lot to share Krishna Bhakti. And sometimes, some devotees may have some issues with some aspects of ISKCON. Some devotees may want to study Shastra very deeply, and they may feel ISKCON, the philosophy, all the time some basic classes keep happening. Don't get deep philosophy. And that's why they looking for some deeper philosophy, they go elsewhere. Or sometimes they may find that they may be attracted to certain things which they feel are not so much available within ISKCON. So if somebody wants to study Shastra deeply, now gradually as our movement is stabilizing, then we are having forums for deeper Shastric study opening. So not just some, like we have Bhagavata Vidyapitha here, which we can study Bhagavatam, but there are other forums also. And facilities need to be created for the devotees who want to specialize in certain things. So maybe 10 years ago, if somebody wanted to read the books of previous acharyas, you know, people would label them as deviants. You are unfaithful to Prabhupada because you want to read previous acharya books. Well, this is ridiculous. You know, Prabhupada wanted us to read the previous acharya's books. Yes, we shouldn't jump over Prabhupada, but we have to take his blessing and move onwards. So there has been to some extent narrow-mindedness among ISKCON devotees also, which has driven people away from ISKCON. So firstly, we shouldn't just blame those people alone. There have been mistakes. They're the natural part of the growth pains of a movement. That there have been mistakes from our side also, from the ISKCON leadership side. And many of these devotees are now slowly coming back. Sometimes there are relationship issues. Many devotees leave because they just feel that ISKCON devotees are too hardline, too fanatical. And especially for many Prabhupada disciples, you know, it was the time after Prabhupada departed, it was very difficult for them. Because say, imagine all of you are living as equals. And tomorrow, one of you becomes a guru. And all of you have been lived equally, and now you have to do Vyasa Puja for him. One of you only. Whenever you see him, you have to offer him Dandavat Pranam. And you can see all his faults. So it was very difficult. And suppose that person also becomes, you know, very high and mighty. And thinks, you know, now I am the successor of Prabhupada, or I am the successor of my spiritual master. All of you have to bow down to me. So that they also found it very difficult. So many Prabhupada disciples and senior devotees, even those who just missed initiation from Prabhupada, and they came in 78 or they took initiation in 78, 79, they had a lot of difficulty. So gradually, those sort of things have now decreased. So in general, if devotees don't find what they are looking for, different devotees within Bhakti itself have different needs. And if they feel that those needs are not being fulfilled within ISKCON, they may go elsewhere. So rather than going elsewhere, we need to recognize that in Krishna consciousness movement itself, there are different devotees who are practicing Bhakti in different ways. So we should try to associate with those devotees and align with those devotees and get those needs fulfilled. So if somebody wants to do more bhajan, then somebody feels that, you know, what is the need to do all this preaching? I want to chant 64 rounds, I want to sing Vaishnava songs. That's okay. It can be sahajiyayik, but it's not necessary that it's always sahajiyayik. Some devotees may, you know, make Vaishnava song itself into a singing Vaishnava songs in a very beautiful, they can make that as a cultural presentation. And through that they may attract certain different kind of people. They are also preserving culture. So there are some devotees now. One of my devotee friends is a scholar. You know, he he spent something like 6.5 years. He said that he must have gone to something like 70,000 houses in Bengal, just knocking on people's houses to ask, to check if in their old libraries or in their old attics there are any granthas of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, or any of the acharyas. You know, we may feel, but that was what he felt inspired to do. Now, if somebody asks, evaluates from the perspective, how many devotees did you make? How many books did you distribute? He's working at a completely different level. So now, there have to be, if somebody is inspired to do that, why do you need, Prabhupada's books are there, everything is there, why do you need to go into previous Acharya's books? That's our tradition, it needs to be preserved. So if somebody wants to do that, the leadership needs to be broad-minded enough to facilitate that. So these are all very important things. They're not immediately, they may not give immediate results in terms of the definitions of success that are considered most important in our tradition. But they have their influence. So rather than blaming those devotees, we can recognize that it is our movement which needs to become more accommodating, by which they can be accommodated. But at the same time, there are some devotees who feel that, this is from the institution's perspective, from the individual's perspective, also one should be cautious. There are some devotees who feel that, there is no shortcut to spiritual advancement. Some devotees may feel in ISKCON, they stick to basics and then I just jump to higher things. So preliminary jumping to higher things are of no use. There is no shortcut. So if some people feel that by going to some other organization, I'll get a shortcut to spiritual advancement, then they are mistaken. And that feeling can come sometimes. So overall, if we study Shastra carefully and recognize that there is no shortcut to spiritual advancement, and also recognize that if we have particular interests, Prabhupada's house is big enough that we can fulfill those interests within Prabhupada's house itself, then we don't have to go out of the movement. That's how that thing can be avoided. It's a big subject, but I think I'll answer from the perspective of the individual and the institution. Okay. Thank you very much. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Prabhu Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Gaur Pramana. Jai. Hare Krishna.